Personally, I had issues with Annie.
I was uncomfortable.
I don't know what's up between me and Fontana. Yeah. When people really try to overstep the line, fuck you, dude, and piss. Just don't come for me.
So he said,
yeah,
right, when you are with a woman, you can actually go and have sex with someone else.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you're basically cheating or offending your woman, because that's having sex with someone else is like detached from the love you have for your woman.
Yes.
What's everyone's opinion then on that?
Yeah, was he drunk?
She told us he wasn't drunk. And then he wasn't drunk.
Oh, was he? He must have been. What
is
it?
If he's drunk, then it's even worse, because a drunk man doesn't tell any tales.
Yeah.
So that's dangerous. But this is why I'm saying, for his track record, it could be true.
It's your boy Will Njovu, and I'm back with a special show in collaboration with Netflix, where I'm going to be chatting to all your favorite stars from Young, Famous and African season 2.
This family, we're all kings and queens. Everyone here has achieved the most. But things are about to get messy.
I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say.
Bow down, roll a red carpet.
Welcome to the show. Give yourselves a round of applause. This fashion, guys. Actually, one of the first things that I loved about Young, Famous and African when I first watched it was the fashion. Yeah. I said, wow, like, as a UK viewer, I said to myself, it's just so good to see the fashion from overseas, the fashion from Africa. Yeah. Let's go through it. I'm loving it. You guys have come for, like, striking, bold looks, bossy looks. Is that what you went for?
That's what we went for.
Yeah, the drama babes.
These are two well-dressed men in South Africa, and they've not come to play today.
That's right.
Let's start with you, Quentin. Now, this is given, like, leather, no t-shirt underneath. You don't need a t-shirt underneath. You don't need a shirt. Mm.
What?
That black skin is doing the talking.
A shirt for what?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. For what? Unnecessary.
Touch that. Touch this.
I thought you were trying to...
Touch the leather.
Yeah,
that's whale foreskin right there.
Whale foreskin. Damn. You are really hunting, and wow, I'm here for it. And this outfit, sir, it's strikingly red, unapologetically red, and it's bold. The reason why I like it is because
I can imagine you do like it, yes.
But you see, with me with red, I always get a bit scared. I'm like, oh, because it's so bold, it's like, do I have to wear white underneath or black underneath? But what you've done here is you said, nope, I'm gonna come bold today. I don't care what you think. I'm doing this.
Yeah, I mean, you got to mix it up sometimes. You got to,
you
know, I'm the suit guy. I wear a suit, if I say so myself. And I like the monochrome, you know, look and the shirt on shirt. And you're going to see it a lot. I mean, on the poster as well, it's green on green. So it's my thing.
Yeah.
Look, if you've seen season one, you know that Andile is a big red flag.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. The outfit's A1.
Thank you.
Eight left no crumbs.
Yep.
Now, the drama in this series, ladies, from episode one, I was like, what is going on? And I feel like there was a lot of drama anyways from Diamond's party. You know, we obviously saw Annie and Swanky kind of avoid each other. Those two have been friends.
Those two.
I thought it was quite sad to see. But at that point, even as a viewer, I didn't understand what went on. I was like, why are they avoiding each other? Why are they not greeting each other? Like, at that point, did you have a clue as to what maybe happened?
No
idea. You were just confused.
I mean, these were two best friends on the last season. Now, all of a sudden, nobody's talking to each other. We were all like, wait a second, what just happened? What went down? Why don't we know? And nobody's willing to tell us, so we don't know.
Yeah. So many things. And obviously, as time went on, we started to then learn what happened. Did you feel like you wanted to see them reconcile? Like when did you want to see them become friends again?
Personally, I had issues with Annie. But that wouldn't stop me wanting her to work things out with Swanky. Because, I mean, he kept saying, that's my homegirl. It's like, that's my homeboy. And for them to be apart most of the time... Something deep happened.
But I love Annie and Swanky both. But coming onto the show, I was closer with Swanky. So even before I knew anything that was going on, you already know, like, I'm going to be on my friend's side without knowing everything. But you guys have to wait to watch the rest.
I think there was a lot of animosity, you know, but they try to hide the energy on certain scenes.
I wanted to go to a party. Like, yeah, I just wanted to go to a
also,
party.
Also, he wasn't serious about his own party.
His
Diamond.
Party was so whack.
It was the worst
it
party.
It was so whack.
Really?
It was so whack. Diamond's party sucked.
The food was cold. It was
there
whack.
There was no feng shui.
He
didn't welcome us. There was nothing.
No, the Arabian Nights was nice. It was cute. Just some people don't want to sit on the floor. I was fine. I liked my shisha, my hubby. It's great.
No, no,
but this
nice.
One, he didn't care. It was actually in his house also. So you can see he didn't give a damn.
He just wanted us to visit.
It was awkward watching it. How was it in the room? Because it was like, I guess you guys hadn't seen each other for what? Some time before yeah. that party?
I hadn't seen Diamond for, you know, just a couple of months. I hadn't seen him a couple of months. Everybody else I see on a regular, you know, Quentin I see all the time. Kanye and all the guys I see all the time. I speak to Swanky almost every other day. I speak to Annie a lot. So for me, it was Diamond and I that I hadn't seen him. And I wasn't quite sure what to expect from that.
From the early episodes, I saw, and you might know that this has happened already. Your face is Diamond confront Andile.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh.
Just about you two's bond with each other. Why'd you roll your eyes, though?
Why would you ask that question while I'm here?
It is what it is, man.
It is
the
what it is.
The questions have to be asked. Girl.
Okay.
But obviously, like, that was a bit of boys chat. And they were just like, you know, Diamond was like, look, bro, you know, there's so many other women in this Africa. And you have gone for the mother of my child.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
That's...
What is wrong with that? I haven't been with Diamond, like, for what, 5 years since we broke up?
But you know, some men are territorial, you know. No. Some men just want to keep you there no matter what.
I know.
They want to have their cake and eat it too. Do you feel like he wanted to have his cake and eat it too?
Nah, it's a little bit too late for that.
Yep. You gone. You've walked out the door.
Gone.
You've shut the door.
Yes.
You've locked it.
Yeah.
You swallowed the key. Yeah. Everything.
We're doing a good job co-parenting, and I think that's what we need to stick to. Yeah.
Exactly. But did he need to have that conversation with Andile, though? Because
all I'm hearing is this bro code thing, bro code, bro code. What bro code? Diamond is dating females on the show. It was Nadia. And is there something else happening now? I don't want to give too much info.
You know, this whole Swanky and Annie not talking to each other, were you guys aware of this before that party? Or was it?
Yeah,
you all knew. Now let's talk about this mask party that you threw.
Yeah.
where there was a lot of drama towards the end. Do you know what? This is what, with you, I was just like, you're either number one, genuinely trying to like solve issues and like, or you're trying to cause drama. Which one is it? Either way, I liked it as a viewer.
Because we've been getting that a lot.
Now, that party, a lot kicked off. Certain people weren't happy with the way you spoke to them.
Oh, so sorry.
I was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I think I actually don't like conflict at all. Especially...
We saw the train.
No. I think this time around, because I'm going through something, I was... told that I'm cold. I think Kayleigh had mentioned I'm cold in season one and some of you guys. So I was in a great space and learning myself and enjoying myself and hoping the rest of the cast members would enjoy this journey with me.
Oh.
The little did I know. you know, that it's going to be turbulent. There's still a lot of drama. So I was uncomfortable in that space. I can't be soft and hard at the same time. Mm. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are your opinions, Angela?
Well,
it was possibly. I mean, I know people that have known me my entire life who've never heard me raise my voice. I'm not that guy. I don't do that. But I think sometimes you come to the defense of those that you love, and there's no line that, you know, is on the ground when it comes to that.
Look, the elephant in the room is that obviously it was being called out that, you know, Swanky and Annie didn't greet each other. I think viewers especially were a bit like, huh? Obviously, you guys on the ground, you might know, you might hear things, but we were like, huh, what's going on, what's going on, what's going on?
But it wasn't Kanye's place to bring it out at that point when the two people that are involved in it weren't ready for it, particularly because there's two new people in the room that don't know who these people are. To introduce them as, hi, we're going to introduce you to Naked. By the way, the two of you need to stop this and you need to stop that. That is not the way to do it. Mm. And especially since you have an Annie that has confided in certain people and said certain things to certain people, you expect that those people would hold that with confidence and not spew it out. Because that's what it was. It wasn't really, it was spewing it out.
All right, but let's talk about her intentions. Do you know what I mean? Maybe she just wanted to solve it. Maybe her intentions went in the, like, maybe her actions weren't in the best place, but her intentions are that she just wanted peace. But peace turned into drama. Or do you feel like her intentions were in the right place?
Now, and I hear that and I take that. If I'm going to come at you and say, hey, this is not the right way, and you push back at me, and I say, no, 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 hey, this is not the right way, and you push back at me, what does that then tell you? Is your intention still in the right place then, if you're being corrected and you continue to?
Yeah.
That was the issue, to say, hey, no, not now. And you continue to.
You don't regret the way you spoke to her?
No,
I didn't get shouted at that day.
No,
you were fine. I've never shouted.
You were safe. What were your intentions, though, from
my intentions was to call them out in their bullshit. This is why it was a masquerade, because everyone was wearing their masks. There was so much bullshit. No one was talking to each other. So I just felt, let me insult them, because I know how superstars feel about their egos. They never want to be called out in public. They will lash out. And that's what I wanted. And I'll never shout at Nadia, ever.
And another big thing that popped up on this show was obviously, you know, the rumours, the two Bubba, Innocent and...
The baby.
And the cheating. Mm. Now, look, I think everyone has their own opinions, but in the moment when you were filming it, did you believe that it was the truth?
I wouldn't put it past him. I mean, they've been through so much together, and it's part of their dynamic, so I wouldn't put it past him. And we all tried to reach out to find out if she's okay and what the story is, but we always got slaps, like, stay out of my business, stay out of my business. So we were concerned because, I mean, if I had to hear anything happens to Nadia's relationship, I'd like to know if she's okay.
But like, you don't have to talk.
Yes, just you don't have to talk. Just say, shoo, I'm seeing flames, and we'll understand, and we'll be there for you, you know? But for you to run away and not say anything also makes it look dodgy.
You obviously interviewed Annie, which I think you did well. What was the energy? Obviously, you know, I'm sure Annie's just coming into filming, trying to live her normal life, but there's a lot of chatter, there's a lot of gossip going around about her personal life. What was the energy during filming like? And obviously, what was the energy like speaking to her?
I've learned to stay out of people's business.
Respectfully, yeah.
And I mean, when we get together as friends. I'm not getting together with people to be a mediator. That's not what I do. You know what I mean? So my energy towards Two Baba was still normal. My energy towards Annie was normal. And also, as a person that's been in the media space for over 20 years, I know that people might say stuff about me that is not entirely true. People will say things about my relationships that are not entirely true. So unless those people come to me and say, hey, these, we know you've seen this, blah, 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 blah. It's not true. It's not my space. I'm not a gossiper. So if I see stuff about Andile, you know, on whether it's social media or whatever, I won't go to it because it means I'm also feeding into the BS. You know what I mean? So for me, I approached it as normal as I could. But I also understood that the team confides in who they want to confide in.
Andile, how did she really feel? Because you saw it, you spoke to her, you felt her energy in the room. What were her emotions like?
I think Annie is one of the most abused people on earth on social media.
Oh, on social media.
Yeah, yeah, on social media.
I was like,
even me, I was like,
you guys are like two barbers.
No,
on social
media. Oh my goodness.
Okay, proceed, proceed. Yeah, yeah.
She endures such abuse, like you can't believe. You know, from, you know, women who proclaim to be pious and don't understand her stance, and to women who just want to go at him and they do it through her. Mm. I think so many people go at her without ever even knowing the truth, just reading gossip and speculations. Mm. So I think she was as fed up as I am, because I know the two people and I sit around them, and they know different in their relationships to you and I. Mm. And, you know, what we've had to go through, and the kinks that we've had to iron out of our lives as well, is something that they continuously do. Just as Naked has grown over the last 2 years in his relationship, they too keep growing, and it's not going to stop now. Mm. 15 years from now, there's still going to be things that she's like, oh, but you don't, you know what I mean? And you're going to continuously unlearn and learn.
Yeah.
So she was fed up. I think she had come to a point where she says, enough is enough. I'm gonna speak out now and say things that I've never said, because she's never addressed those things. So this is the first time that she gets to address them.
I felt like it was their business. It had nothing to do with anybody else. Mm. So whatever happened, it was between them. Mm. So I felt like Annie was being gunned a lot. A lot of assumptions were being made, some that could or could not have been true. We don't know. So because we didn't know, we shouldn't have been making assumptions about it.
You know, but the guy has a history.
Yeah. And also, like, the dinner that we had and awkward conversation I had with Two-Face was, it just reiterated.
Hold on. Let's actually get that point. So he said, right, when you are with a woman, you can actually go and have sex with someone else.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean that you're basically cheating or offending your woman, because having sex with someone else is, like, detached from the love you have for your woman.
Yes.
What's everyone's opinion on that?
He was not drunk.
He told us he wasn't drunk. And then he wasn't. Oh, was he?
He must have been. What do you think? Like,
who says that?
See, if he's drunk, then it's even worse, because a drunk man doesn't tell any tales.
Yeah.
So that's dangerous. But this is why I'm saying, for his track record, it could be true, like that he's got a child.
What he even says with his mouth, he's like, he's not embarrassed about it. It's like, it's almost like this is what African men do.
Sure.
And you need to just understand
it.
Have an opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Get me out
it was so
of
tricky.
Africa.
And I try to give him a chance to, like, fix his statement. No, babe, yeah, he really just went
away.
Him
the
shovel.
In his defense.
I did not give him the shovel.
Hold on, girls.
In his defense, he did say that we are onlookers from the outside. We don't know what happens in their marriage. So I don't know what he was alluding to. This is now when we're chilling. So we don't know what happens.
But
we don't know what. So.
But he said a man can free flow.
Do you agree with that? Do you think what he was saying was the truth?
No, I think people have special relationships with each other.
So you
they can
flow.
Come to agreements and say, you can do that, I can do
that. That's an open relationship. Are they in an open relationship?
Mm-hmm. No, I have no
questions.
Idea.
And Fantana, I loved your introduction to this series, because you really didn't give no beeps. You know, you came straight in, big personality. Obviously, I loved how you came in, you know, musician.
Mm-hmm.
But straight away, I feel like you just lean more towards Diamond. Is that
really?
Is that because of the music connection there, though?
No, he's just a cool person.
No, because there was a point where you were in the studio, and I'm like, all right, cool.
Aside, like, the music stuff, like, he himself as a person, he's cool.
Ooh.
So, like, we have a friendship. And then also, aside being his friend, he is also, like, one of the people that I learned music from before knowing him. Like, I would watch him, like, his music videos, a lot of stuff, because I'm also French as well, and he's done a lot of music with a lot of Ivorian artists.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Diamond has been doing music since I was, like, in high school, I think, or middle school. So I would say he's, like, one of the people in Africa that I was, like, had, like, looking up to before actually becoming his friend. So.
Yeah. You say friend, but you were attracted to him, too, because there were kisses.
He was attracted to me first.
Okay, there were kisses, and I was like, okay, but I was all here for it, you know, because I thought...
Friends kiss.
But there was a lot of sexual chemistry, I feel like. Would you say that there was sexual chemistry?
Because we both have, like, really strong sex... Like, Diamond is very flirtatious no matter what. Even when he says hi to you, it's like... you know, like, hi, like, you know, it's like, so there's nothing, like, even if we're sitting next to each other, like, people would still say that, oh, we,
yeah,
people kiss all the time, it's normal.
Yeah, but then there was a point when you went to his. Now, I think as a viewer, obviously, you know, no one really knows how far it goes, like, you know, like, where did we go with this, like, you know, was it just a kiss, did you go do anything else, and, I mean, anything else could be anything, I don't know.
I mean, it's up to everybody else to watch and decide what I did.
Wow.
One of my favorite parts was watching Zari remain cool under such an extreme situation. I was very overwhelmed, but look, Young Famous and African does that to you, right? You become overwhelmed at some point, and I think that taught.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Me something like you took it like a champ, baby. And
I wasn't overwhelmed.
I have so much respect
for that.
No, I was
What situation are we talking about here for the viewers watching?
For the viewers watching, yeah. there's a specific scene where I think it got out of hand. I don't know if it's in the show or not.
No, me and Diamond have always had an understanding that we are, no matter what, we're still always going to be friends and stuff like that. But
how do you think that made Zari feel when she found out that you two kissed?
Huh? But a kiss is normal. Just
watch
the show.
Yeah, but how do you think it made Zari feel?
I don't know. Everybody, like, has a different feeling for different stuff. Like,
yeah, but that is, come on, this is a bit specific.
Really, I don't know how I don't know how she felt. I have to watch this.
But you had a conversation with her about this. I feel like things got quite...
I didn't have a conversation. Other people had a conversation, not me.
Situation.
I didn't have the conversation.
You and Fantana, how's everything now between you two?
I don't know what's up between me and Fantana. People need to watch the show and see what's going on. At the end of the day, I don't care who Diamond dates. I don't care who Diamond wants to lay. I don't care what Diamond wants to do. It's been 5 fucking years. Apologies for the French. It's just that when people really try to overstep the line, fuck your dude and piss. Just don't come for me. That is not your place. Now you're overstepping the boundaries. Doesn't matter what this guy is saying to you, you will not at any one point try and use that information. Try and think, okay, I'm going to step onto her because the ex told me that. Nah. And the fact that he's sitting with you discussing me, chances are he's going to discuss you with somebody else.
But also, Andile, I do feel like, you know, in this season, there was a lot of women there for you as well. Like, throughout different points, I was like, okay, he's a very popular man, which is a good thing. That's why you're laughing. It's a good thing. Very popular man. I do feel like there were a lot of... I don't want to use this word. There were a lot of people there for you. And I do feel like there were points where even you were kind of a bit, where am I going here? Okay, so let's take your mind back to filming. How did you feel then about who you wanted? And how do you feel now?
I feel the same. I feel... I've been very fortunate. Men can live 100 lives and not be as fortunate as I've been when it comes to encountering and meeting and sharing lives with beautiful, amazing women.
But I can't even get with Andile. Girl, sorry.
How are you feeling over there, my darling?
So much
is this triggering
right
for you?
Oh, no, Andile is also an ex, so it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. Now, obviously, what is the deal with you and Andile fully like? What is the, like, what was the situation back then when you were filming and now?
It's going to be a little bit disrespectful. I mean, she's here.
I think we should just get it all out in the open, you know? No. It's the end of the show.
Baby, can I just respect you, please?
Thank
and just
you.
Pass?
I love you for that.
No, I don't want to put her in that situation. So, I wouldn't want anyone to do that to me. Yeah.
But I mean, I think
bro
we...
Bro code. Did you see
well,
that?
You,
the girl
you,
code.
The
now we
is,
have
you
each
say it's girl code, but we see it on the show, though.
Yeah.
So when you watch the show, that girl code's going to be broken.
You know, be it Rosette, the mother of my kids, Babata, the mother of my kids, Zari, whom I'm constantly in awe of, you know, Annie, whom I share a great relationship with as well. I think I've been so fortunate in that, that the women that I've met in my life have been so amazing. And I do hope, and this is like a like Quinta, like this is my constant prayer to say, I hope that I don't wake up one day 90 years old and I've wasted all these great women and they're like, well, this is all you have left now because you done messed up everything we sent you. Yeah.
But you're not there yet, so you know, who do you want? Do you know what you want yet? Mm. Everything okay with you and Andile now? Like a very like stable, respectful place with you two?
Stable.
Respectful place with you two.
Respectful? Yeah, we'll always respect each other. I mean, that's the father of my kids, right? Stable. We work on our relationship daily. Mm. I think because there's so much love there, it's easy for you to get under someone's skin. He knows my triggers. He knows my soft spots. He knows
weaknesses,
all those things. So we work on it every day. I think, like I just said now, as long as love, you know, comes on top of everything else, anything can be resolved and worked through. So... That's
was it a bit tricky? Because obviously, you know, there were obviously other people, other women there on the show who took interest in him. Was it a bit tricky to even hear about that for you? Obviously, with the history you've had with him. Or were you just like, you know what, it's the past, let him live his life?
look, I don't know which other women were interested in Andile. I just know of the history that he had with Zari.
The bit of chemistry.
Yeah, and the chemistry and all that. But look, it's normal. He's a good-looking young man.
Yeah.
And it's only natural that he will attract
women.
Yeah.
I know I want to be happy. And I know I want my children to be happy. I know that happiness comes from within, but I know that the force and whatever it is that I bring into my life needs to accentuate and help that eclipse apex status. So what I want is to be happy, and what that looks like in the opposite sex, I don't know yet.
That's fine,
care.
But that's okay. But this sounds like at the moment you're not ready. Like there's these options in front of you, but you're not at the moment fully ready to commit to someone in
but
that way.
It's not a one-way thing. If I say to you right now that I'm ready right now to commit to Zari, it's not up to me. Do you know what I mean? So it's not always up to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes the love of your life, you're not the love of theirs.
And would you say it's hard to walk in like quite late, or was it like an easy situation for you?
It was mid-tempo.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't easy, it wasn't hard.
Because you're walking into like big personalities and you've got to match that.
Exactly. So, you know, people are loud. The voices are loud.
African.
No, guys, even me, like in the UK, people are like, are you shouting? Why are you shouting?
Why are you shouting?
It's an African thing. I'm telling you, our voices are loud. And when people ask me, why is your voice loud? I said, you see my mum when she's on the phone. Hello? Hello? Like, for no reason.
Where are you
but it's
from?
Beautiful. Zambia.
Of course. Because either Zambia or Zimbabwe for me.
Because,
wow, you hear my mum miles away.
Yeah.
It's loud.
Loud.
Wow. But let's keep talking about the newcomers. Bonang is a highly anticipated cast member, which a lot of people are really excited to see. Do you all feel like she slotted in well into this show?
No. But it's
edited
into the show.
Wow. I'm here for the honesty.
Bonang's arrival was very, it wasn't grand. She just walks in, she takes a set, and that's it. We started, you know, charting. We started charting. And what happens after that, people need to wait and see what happens after that.
But I mean, how do you feel like she fitted into the group? Do you know what I mean? Like,
honestly, so, speaking from my point, from my side, when Bonang walked in, there wasn't that va-va-voom that I expected. She just walks in slowly there and she goes, finds herself a seat somewhere there. And,
so
oh,
you don't feel
guys.
Like she had the X factor?
No,
it wasn't,
there wasn't
powerful.
You know, and I was shocked because I'm turning around, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I expected whoever invited her, I expected to be like, hello.
Ding, ding, ding.
A big arrival. Da-da-da.
It was just like quietly in the corner, bang. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't shoot with her, so yeah.
I saw the entrance. Nah, it was just,
yeah.
It was so lame. With that question.
Well, this is a group show. This isn't a Nadia reality show. Mm. It's not a Kanye or Lewis reality show. And for me, and the brand that she's always sold to everyone is Bonang the presenter, Bonang, this is what I do. I present, I'm the best host for a show. Mm. For me, this is not a fit. It's totally, I don't know why she did it. You know, the Bonang I know would never have done such a show.
Mm.
You know?
And Lewis, you had your issues.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually think it started off being an issue. I feel like it became an issue for no reason.
Yeah,
because you would. Okay, so like we'll relive this moment. Yeah, don't worry, because when people watch this, they would have already watched the show.
Mm.
So you were talking about an incident that happened. Was it in Namibia?
In Namibia,
where you were booking celebrities and you booked her to come to Namibia. And I think you hadn't had the hotel booked.
Yeah.
I think Swanky was in the room, but Swanky had transferred the information.
So it was Swanky.
Oh,
now the truth comes out. Wow.
I'm not surprised
that it's
Swanky.
I'm not.
He was too heated.
Yes.
He was too on fire.
We saw. That's why he was touched.
Right, so he transferred that information, and obviously there was a bit more information added in from what you originally said.
So he spiced it.
He did.
You'll watch it when you do in the next day. Well, everyone watching now would have known what's happened.
So she hates me for no reason.
But to be fair, even what Swanky said wasn't, I don't know, in my opinion, I shouldn't be giving my opinions, but in my opinion, not enough to whatever. But how do you feel like things are with you two? Because for me, that was a very simple situation. There didn't need to be any arguments. There didn't need to be any beef. You were talking about something that happened. Mm-hmm. I guess she said that it didn't happen. But like, what are your views on that?
So my views are she needed a target to stand out in the show, or to stand out amongst us. And I was the easiest because I'm sure she wouldn't come for Kanye. She wouldn't come for Nadia or anybody else. Mm. And she used that as, okay, I'm going to go into Luis because I'm very chilled. You know, I'm very soft-spoken. I'm not like, I go there when I have to. So to me, that was just, now that you're saying, it was just, oh, this is my chance to go in because I didn't say those things.
Storyline.
Storyline and relevance. And okay, let me. Plus, she also hid below the belt. I don't know how much of the scene was cut or whatever, but there are ways of addressing people without making them feel little to a point where you call out their country, you call them out of their name, where you really go in. Like, I can insult you, but it's just about you.
Mm.
Without it being about all of you and your family and this and this and stuff. So to me, that was a bit below the belt, you know, because initially I did want to make peace and just go like, you know what? I acknowledge the situation once again. I'm sorry, let's start over. You know, that was my approach.
Yeah.
But getting that, I was like, wow, is this who you really are? Or is this just part of the show? Or is this you trying to have a storyline or whatever, you know? So,
But that's the thing of reality TV. Like, that's what people be doing. Like, people want their airtime.
People be wilding. Everybody was wilding this season. I couldn't believe it. Diamond shocked me. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Diamond.
Crazy.
Why did Diamond?
Because first season, he was so chilled. It wasn't about the drama. And this season, he was like the antagonizer. He was causing all the bullshit. Yeah. Like, all the cuck.
Yeah.
Was it? By the way, cuck means poo.
Yeah. Oh, because you know, cuck also means something else.
What?
Cuck.
What?
Cock. Cock.
No, cuck actually means, that's the, you don't know what cuck means?
Like K-A-K.
Spell it.
Oh, I thought you meant C-U-C-K.
No.
You know what that means, though, right?
K-A-K.
No, but what does it mean?
What does it mean?
I'm your wife and your friend, let's party.
Cool.
We just spoke about poo, guys.
Honestly, speaking from my point, from my side, when Bonang walked in, there wasn't that va-va-voom that I expected. She just walks in slowly there and she goes, finds herself a seat somewhere there. And,
so you don't feel like she had the X factor? No, it wasn't powerful. You know,
and I was shocked because I'm turning around, I'm like, okay, because I expected, whoever invited her, I expected to be like, hello.
Ding, ding, ding.
A big arrival. Da, da,
da. It was just like quietly in the corner, bang. Mm. Yeah.
I didn't shoot with her, so yeah.
I saw the entrance. No, it was just,
yeah.
It was so lame.
With that question.
It was lame, though.
Oh, my gosh, quickly, trailer proposal. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah.
What do you mean heard about? It was her idea. Was
she going
backfired?
Honey, what is so going on?
Trailer proposal. What is that?
You're walking to Baba, but then you're saying trailer proposal. That is okay. You know what? What's your opinion? What is explain from the horse's mouth? What is a trailer proposal?
You know when you sit with your friend,
yeah.
And you have a certain lingo with your friend. Bro, you've been dating this chick. You're going for 4 years.
Yeah.
She literally lives in your house. She goes to her house only to fetch clothing. What's the vibe? Are you getting married? What's happening?
Like 4 years.
You know. So are you dating her just to date? Mm. And if so, because I'm a woman, I'd love a man to make his intentions clear. Do you know, what's the story? Mm. Maybe you need to, because we're going to Cape Town, do something special for her and do it in front of all of us just to give her a place. You know, claim her. Yeah. Claim her.
Okay.
You know? But... And then we're like, you're like a trailer proposal. You know when you're talking to your friend? Then he took it. He ran with it. He goes to Table Mountain, takes Swanky's ring. What a mess.
Because...
What a mess.
You can do that in your head thinking, you know, this is special, but in the lady's head, she'll be thinking, where's the ring? Is it going to come out now?
Or it's
is
on
it
come Swanky's out 5 minutes? Finger.
She thought it was a joke.
Yeah, she was so upset.
She was annoyed.
But can we explain what it is? I want to understand what it is.
You know, it's the, you know, to see if.
Yeah, I actually don't know what it is. I've never heard of it.
We had a long meeting about it when Kanye brought it up, because we were like, "What is this?" And then we had to go back and figure out that. It's the trailer that you watch before you watch the movie. Which kind of made sense, so we went with it.
Okay. I think it was more of a rehearse, the way somebody says, okay, let's rehearse how I'm going to go down on my knee and say, okay, can you marry me or will you marry me?
Yeah.
Who does that?
So wait, so to clarify, what apparently a trailer proposal is when a man
rehearses.
Actually gets down on one knee, rehearses a proposal,
and doesn't
have a ring.
Yeah.
But instead of giving the lady the ring, he just says, I love you.
Red flags.
Now, what's your lot's opinion on that?
Red flags. You cannot rehearse. You want to be with me? You're going to take the ring out? Shock me. Oh my God, did you just ask him, you know? Don't like,
yeah,
can we rehearse
this? Replay? How do you go back?
Does it even make sense?
In any of those moments, did you actually think that, right, now I'm actually about to get proposed to? Because there was one point where, like, he set it up so nicely, and I thought, wow, even me as a viewer, I thought, it's about to happen. Mm. You know, like, did you think that, right, I'm about to get that ring, like, just, you know, just get the finger ready?
Honestly, Quentin is very blunt. Ooh. So I think I would have picked up if it was genuine.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what he, confessed to me or whatever wasn't genuine and it wasn't real.
Mm.
But, I never at one point thought, like, this is it. He's going down and we're going to get married.
Look, what you need to do is just watch. Yeah.
No, it's not this. I'm not spoiling anything. I just want to understand what is a trailer proposal.
It's a proposal behind a car with a tow bar. That can
come on.
No, guys, I need an answer. I just want to understand. Like, remember, I'm not spoiling the show. I just want to understand, what is your definition of a trailer proposal?
I want to see if this is going to work.
Fine.
Is that what it is?
So, no. I understand. So you get down on one. So you will get down on one knee, but not give the lady a ring, but instead tell them, I love you, and so you can see if it works and how it feels for you.
For both parties.
Okay.
Because it's not my relationship. It's our relationship.
Fine. But just last question. Do you feel like, you said for both parties, because obviously you're doing that, you're down on one knee, obviously amazingly telling her. You love her. Wait. You're hilarious. Wait. So you're down on one knee, telling her, you know, I love you. But in that moment, do you feel like she would fully understand that this is a trailer proposal, or will she believe in her head, he's about to pull out a ring? Do you know what I mean?
I think in that moment, I'm thinking that my partner is getting the reassurance that she's been looking for. And that's all that matters to me.
That's all that
and
matters.
Not anybody else. Mm. And, you know, you need to customize your relationship according to you. For don't you ever let anybody tell you how to run your relationship.
I agree.
And avoid all red flags. Avoid all red flags.
I would have gone a pair of shoes.
All red flags.
No, then you all get down on your knee to help her put the shoe on.
You know? And this is a plea to any other women that might have Andile's kids to come up. Because, hey, we're looking to take this to season 3, baby.
Two more women pop out. Now it's me. Listen. I want him back. Two more women. Mm. There's 4 more children. No, I'm joking. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you.
YFA, watch out. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.